All right, guys, when trying to find your talent at a deeper level, the first question I'm going to ask you is, what were the things you did and enjoyed doing as a child? This is so profound because we live in a part of the world where parents and children are chastised for expressing themselves. Children are chastised for trying to be themselves. As a child, I told you guys in my last audio that I got whipped once for talking. But today, talking pays my bills. I have multiple streams of income for talking. Right? But I was whipped as a child. I wasn't encouraged as a child. Right? But in the Western world, parents encourage their children. They find their children's talents from childhood and encourage them. And before the children are 20, they're international figures. Tiger Woods started as a child. At the age of 4, he was already golfing around the house with his father's golfing stick. Whenever his father kept the golfing stick, he would want to pick it up and try to golf. The father began to notice that there was something about golfing with this kid. And then the father began to encourage him. And before he was 17, he was winning international awards. Right? So as a child, you know, as children, our minds are original. They're in the perfect state from God. As children, we are very original. We're innocent. We are who we are. We have not been manipulated by wrong belief systems, wrong thoughts, and all of that. So what we do as children and enjoy doing most times are pointers of our talents. So if there's something you loved doing as a child, you enjoyed doing so much, go back and check. It might not just be a hobby. It might be a talent in disguise. What is that thing you loved? You know, I had a WhatsApp training like this, and after the training, a young man got in touch with me. He said, "You are a lifesaver." Oh God, I've heard that many times. I've heard that many times. I mean, so many people pray for me. Thank you. You're a lifesaver. You're this, blah, blah, blah. But this man, his was peculiar because he got in touch with me. He said, "You know what? As a child, I used to lead sessions in my church. Our teenage church, even our children's church. I used to lead them. I used to talk to them. I used to do those things as a child. And I lost everything while growing up. And I grew up and I became a banker. I have worked for several years as an investment banker and I have resigned. I am tired of banking. I don't know what to do with my life anymore. Your audio today just woke me up, just took me back to my childhood. And I found out that what I love doing is talking to people, stirring up people, motivating people, inspiring people. I think I'm a speaker. And I said, "Okay, great. You want to work with me and let's make this happen?" He said, "Yes." He paid for my products and we got working in less than 3 months. He was done. He was ready to be by himself and he was making good money from speaking. Today, he's doing so well. I'm so proud of him. I have several that have passed through me like that. You know, he's doing so well as a speaker, doing what he was originally wired to do. Guys, check your childhood. Go back to your childhood. What's that thing you loved doing as a child? It's a pointer of a deeply embedded talent. Okay, guys? The second thing I'm going to say to you guys is challenge yourself. Challenges, that sometimes challenges bring out the real you. If you live a regimented lifestyle where you wake up in the morning, you 4:30, you jump out of bed, you know, you're in the bathroom, 5 o'clock you take breakfast if you can, 5:30 you're off to beat traffic, 7:30 you're in the office, 8 a.m work starts, 12:31 is break time, you go for lunch, you're back by 1:30, you walk till 6, pack your bags and you're in traffic till 9:10. You get home exhausted, take dinner, and you fall on the bed and sleep. If that's your routine, it will be difficult for you to find your talent if you have a deeply embedded talent. You might need to just take a break. Take your leave. Take some time off. Go on a vacation. Try out new things. Do things you've never done in your life. Do things you've never done in a long time. Just do new things. You know, because your talent might be in something you have never tried. Your talent might be in something one of the new things you would try that you've never done in the past. So do new things. Yes, take some time off. Try out new things. You just might find it. I'm sure you all know Ibuku Awosika. She was a restless young lady. This was from the horse's mouth now. As an undergraduate, she read about 3 courses. She kept changing from one course to another. Pharmacy was one of the courses she read in school. And she just wasn't finding it. Graduated and then started changing jobs from one job to another. She was finding herself until she took up a job with a furniture making company. And I'm not talking about the showroom now. She was working in the construction where they make furniture. Yes. The chisels, the hammer, everything. She was working there. And she said, whoa, Eureka, I found it. This is what I love to do, making furniture. This is it. Can you beat that? A young lady, full of life, energy, found her passion in a furniture making company as a furniture maker. And when she was sure that this was what she wanted to do, she worked for some years, gained experience on the job, understood the business of it, and resigned and set up her own. She set up Chair Center. Chair Center, as we speak today, is one of the biggest furniture making companies in Nigeria. They're located in Lekki. She has set up 2 other furniture making companies that are doing well. She has 3 furniture making companies to her credit. She's an industry leader in the furniture making industry. And now she sits on several boards of companies in Nigeria. One of them is First Bank. She's a furniture maker. That was where she found her passion. Furniture making. So you might need to try out new things. Try out new things. Come on, guys. Try out new things. Take on something. Don't live a regimented lifestyle. It will be difficult for you to find your talent doing that. Take a vacation. Take some time off. Try out new things. Your talent just might be in something you have never tried. Another way to find your talent as a deeply embedded another way to find a deeply embedded talent. I've talked about your childhood experience. I've talked about challenges. And I'm going to talk about the third one. Try to find yourself from the eyes of others. How do you do this? Put together a pack of cards or papers, you know, and then share them to people who know you closely. People who know you closely, maybe your colleagues at work whom you've spent several years with, or close family members, parents, close friends, name it. Just people who know you closely. Do it individually, not simultaneously, please. Don't make each one know you're giving the other a paper, a sheet of paper, right? Tell them to write what they think are your strengths. Tell them to just sit down and ruminate and write down what they think are your strengths. Individually, talk to them individually now, okay? Let's just start seeking each other's opinions about you and writing the same thing, okay? So do it one-on-one, one by one, right? Individually, and let them not know that you gave, let this one not know you gave this one a card, you know? Let them write from their hearts what they think are your strengths. At the end of the day, collate all the papers and then, you know, spread them and begin to look out for similarities. By the time 3, 4, 5 papers are saying one thing, hey guy, that's a pointer of your talent, if not your talent in display. Okay? By the time several people are saying one thing about you, then it's time to look in that direction because you're most likely talented at that thing. I call that looking out for your talent from the eyes of others. Okay? And then there is also personality type tests. Personality type tests, well, they don't exactly help you find your talent, but they can help you look in the direction of your talent. Because when you know your personality type, you can now begin to look out for what people of your personality enjoy doing. You can now begin to Google what people of your personality enjoy doing. So you might want to take a personality type test. There are several of them. There is DISC. There are several of them, but DISC is one of the few that I know that if you take it, it unravels you. I don't know. There's a mystery behind that thing. That DISC personality type test is something else. Right, guys? There are many personality type tests online. Okay? Just Google personality type tests and take some personality types and try to figure out your personality type. When you know your personality type, it becomes easy to find your talent because you begin to search out what people of your personality type enjoy doing. That is that finding your personality type test. Finding your personality type is not exactly something that can show you your talent outrightly, but it's something that can lead you in the right direction to finding your talent. I'm sorry, guys, but this is all I can take on finding your talent on audio, because I'm teaching with audios and my time is limited. Okay, so I hope this can has helped you to find your talent, because that's what we have talked about today, finding your talent, right? If you still don't understand what your talent is, you might want to download my free ebook. All you need to find your talent is on my website, my page. Go there, you will see my book, All You Need to Find Your Talent. You can download it and read it, and I'm sure when you do, you'll be able to find your talent with ease. If after all of this you still don't know what it is and you want to have a session with me, that can happen at the end of this 3 days training. Okay, so that's it. That's how far I can go on finding your talent. Now, very quickly, let me make a last point before we wrap up on today's training, right? Because I promised that today we're going to be dealing with finding your talent. I have one more point to make today before we get on to before we get on to tomorrow's business by tomorrow. Okay, so here's the last point I'm going to make on your talent for tonight. I'm going to make that point in my next audio. So watch out for my next audio. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome on board. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm super excited having you guys here. You have no idea of how excited I am. My name is Uju Dawodu. I am a talent management coach. I help people find their talents, grow their talents to skill, and monetize their talents. That's what I do with my personal brand online, okay? In the corporate circle, I'm a management consultant. I'm the CEO of Staffinix Business World, where I knowledge merchandising firm. I'm majorly into corporate trainings and other business support services, right? I'm also, by the grace of God, an award-winning speaker, author, and the list goes on. But today is not about me. It's about you. I'm happy having you guys here. I love to give value. I'm particularly excited you guys are here, and I'll be giving out so much value. It's what I love to do, add value, you know, inspire people and make people better than I met them. However, I want you guys to understand something really, really profound going on in the Nigeria of today. Right, things have gone beyond just doing things for the mere fun of it. I used to just love to put people together, teach and make them and add value to their lives and make them find fulfillment at their dreams. However, it has become a matter of urgency. If you live in Nigeria today, it has become a matter of urgency. It's no longer something you would have loved to do or not do. It has become of paramount importance to rediscover yourself, find your innate potentials, and begin to maximize it for profit. I'm sure you guys are aware of what is going on in Nigeria at the moment. And it's not just Nigeria alone. Nobody prepared for the coronavirus pandemic, right? But it came. And businesses are only trying to adjust so as to stay in business. Those who even have jobs are losing it. And those who have not lost it, their salaries are being slashed by half. How much more you who probably wasn't working and who has been playing with your dreams? Or maybe you fall into the category of those who have just lost their jobs, or you have something that's giving you money but it wasn't even giving you enough money before. Now you have more work to do, just the way companies are re-strategizing to stay in business. You as an individual have to do something with yourself, have to look for something that can give you money to exist in the Nigeria of today. You don't even need one source of income anymore. It wouldn't work. Let me try to explain what is going on in Nigeria at the moment. Our major source of income, which is crude oil, is no longer on sale. Not only has the price dropped, it is no longer selling. No country is buying crude oil. And crude oil is Nigeria's major source of foreign exchange. As a result, there is inflation. Right? And then together with the stay-at-home exercise of some weeks back, it's been creeping our economy. People are losing their jobs. And it's not just Nigeria. I lost count at 26 million Americans who had lost their jobs during this pandemic. So things are on the rise. Foodstuff, everything, inflation everywhere.
You can't afford in the Nigeria of today to not think of additional income streams, particularly how to harness your God-given potential for profit. Guys, I need you to understand something. It's no longer a matter of interest or fun or whether or not you want to. It has become a matter of urgency. Else, before you know it, poverty will creep in. If bills are going up, bills are rising, and you don't have a stable source of income, or you have just one source of income, then get ready for poverty. The Bible says, pardon me, I'm a Christian, I have to quote the Bible, that's what I believe in. A little sleep, a little folding of your arms, so shall poverty come like an armed man. You know what an armed man does when he comes? It starts by disarming you. It steals from you. It mesmerizes you. It causes you to submit to his authority and makes a ridicule of you in front of other people. So if you don't want to be cut up by poverty in the Nigeria of today, except you're an Atiku's son, and if you're that person, you probably are not the one I'm talking to. You might as well leave this group. But if you're an average Nigerian who wants to make ends meet, then please buckle up. We have a crisis at hand. You have to make money from your talent. That's why I created this group and called it Monetize Your Talent. I'll be showing you how you can start monetizing your talent in 30 days. But that'll be for tomorrow. Today I'll start by teaching you how to find your talent. Okay, this is not a matter of whether or not. Before now, we've been preaching this gospel of monetizing your talent, you know, with laxity. But now, with the coronavirus pandemic and what's happening in the world, with the crisis Nigeria is in, some of you don't know that Buhari is already taking debts. I saw in the news, was it in papers, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, he had just collected a fresh debt of 850 billion. All that debt is on the nation, and it will gradually cascade down to the common man on the street. God help us. I hope they don't reintroduce SAP. Those of us who were born in the 80s, we knew about the structural adjustment program, SAP, and its effect on the citizens of Nigeria. Now, this is not to inspire fear. Please, guys, this is not to inspire fear. This is meant to provoking you to start thinking of ways you can make money. Although, don't wait until something tragic happens. Trust me when I say poverty can mess you up. I've been down that road and I know how it works. I know how this thing plays out. Don't wait until something tragic happens first. Until something terrible happens first. Start planning, start charting the course of your future now. And how do you start? You start with your natural talent. The thing God has given to you. The thing you can do with the greatest ease. The thing you find it easy to do. It's time to start harnessing that thing. And it's time to bring that thing online and make money from that thing. Guys, are you with me? The person who's talking to you today has tasted poverty. I know what it means to be broke. I know what it means to not know where your next meal is coming from. I know what it means to be at rock bottom. I know what it means. Let me give you a little bit about my story. I left paid employment. I'm going to rush now because I don't want this audio to be too long. I left paid employment in 2011. I had a very good job. I had an official car and a driver. I was a middle line manager, rising very fast on my career ladder, earning very well and all that. But I hated my job. It was marketing. I didn't like the targets I was under and all that. So I resigned to face my dream, which was what? Speaking. I found my talent, which was speaking. I didn't know how to profit from speaking. So when I left paid employment, my life literally came down. I got married shortly after, which was the next year. My husband just came back from the UK. He got duped. He lost all he came back with. So we were down to nothing. In the midst of it, we had our son, our first son. Life was horrible. Between the years of 2012 and 2016, those were the lowest level of my life. I had made money before then. I had bought a car before then. I'd done things, but I came, low. As in, poverty was staring. I ate poverty. I swam in poverty, for the lack of a better word. So I know what it means to be broke, to look at your little child and not know where his next meal will come from. Trust me, you don't want to go down that road before you begin to think of how to make money in the Nigeria of today. So yes, things were so rough, it got so bad that I had to sell fruits Some of you wouldn't believe this. I sold fruits. I peeled oranges on the road for people, you know, just to make ends, just to put food on the table. It wasn't working. And then I joined the Nigerian Grinders Association. What they were, you know, what the Yorubas call elero. I was grinding beans, pepper, corn for people. 50 naira here, 100 naira here. Those were the things I did. Those days, I felt less than a human being. But I never lost the vision. I knew who I was. I knew what I was wired to be doing. But I just didn't know how. But you know, like they say, knowledge is power. I never gave up on myself. I kept fighting for my dreams. I kept fighting for what I believed in. And then my life began to come together in 2016. When I started seeking knowledge, I grew hungry. I grew really hungry. You know, hunger is a gift. I tell people, hunger is a gift. I started saying this thing from 2016, that hunger is a gift. I was surprised when I started hearing it again from Ubon King, that hunger is a gift. I said, yes, we're speaking the same language. Hunger is a gift. Sometimes you need to be hungry to desire the next level. I got tired of living at the lowest ebb of life. I got tired of seeing people I was better than. By nature, I knew I was a multi-talented person. I got tired of seeing people I knew that I was smarter than, doing better than myself. I got hungry. I decided to go for knowledge. Sacrificially and painfully, I paid the price. It wasn't easy. I went for knowledge. I started seeking knowledge. And towards the end of 2016 through 2017, my life began to come together as I started gaining knowledge on how to profit from the business of my talent. Thank God all of that is history. Today I stand on podiums with presidential aspirants and speak on the same stage with them. Today I travel to even out of stations to speak. My flight is booked to and fro. I'm given the best of treatments, presidential treatment. I'm lodged in the best hotels. I'm given the kind of treatments that I'm wondering, how did I get here? But I fought for my dreams. I fought for what I believed in. And today the reverse is the case. Today I'm living the life I've always wanted to live. Doing what I love to do, profiting from it, and living the kind of life I want to live, and owning my time, and being there for my family and the likes of them. I came to challenge you because I know what poverty means. And in a couple of years' time, God help Nigeria with the way things are going. If you don't prepare yourself, he that sees the cloud and does not go with an umbrella, one of two things will happen. He will either be halted on his journey, or he will be beaten by the rain. Okay, guys, your talent is a starting point. That is what God gave you when you were coming into the world. It is your pocket money that you came from God with. It is what God gave you to sustain you in this world of chaos. You need to find your talent. It is your glory, for the lack of a better word. It is your influence, your affluence, your source of fame, stardom. It is your light bulb. There is no difference between you and the celebs out there. The only difference between you and them is that they have found their talents. They found their light bulbs, turned it on, and so they shine before men, and the world celebrates them. The day you find your light bulb and turn it on, the world will begin to celebrate you. So guys, I'm here for serious business. If you know you're here to joke, please leave this group before I find you out and I remove you. I'm here for the serious ones. There is no time to play with the current situation of things in Nigeria at the moment. If you're here to learn how to find your talent and how to monetize it, you're welcome on board once again. If you're here to play, please leave. Today, I'll be discussing talents, how to find your talent. And tomorrow, I'll be introducing you to the business of your talent. My name remains Uju Dawodu. You're welcome on board. I love you. Stay with me and we're going to have fun today and tomorrow. I assure you, it's going to be one of the best online trainings you have ever attended. Thank you so much. Meet me in the next audio. God bless you. All right, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. So this is going to form the last audio for tonight. And in this audio, I'm going to be sharing with you guys the story of AY and Alibaba. Or rather, Ayomaku and Alibaba, right? I run this program I tagged from Passion Passive Income. I run it yearly. And I usually bring in celebrities from different walks of life to come and share their life stories, their journeys, how they have been able to go from talent to skill and to business. So on one of those occasions, I brought in AY, or rather Ayomaku, AY as we know him, right? And he shared with us how he rose, how he came to limelight, and the role Alibaba played in his journey. He right from school, way back in school, you know, he lost both parents in the space of 6 months. He became an orphan, and as a first son, he had younger ones. He was in school. His younger ones were in school. You know, he had a lot on his shoulders, so he went into showbiz. He began to organize shows on campus, known then as Most Beautiful Girl on Campus, you know. And he would bring in celebrities from Lagos. There was a time he brought in Richard Mufe-Damijo, RMD, Stella Damasso. So, you know, he used to bring them in, and students used to be excited to go and pay for his shows to see stars and celebrities. So on one of those occasions, he brought in Alibaba, and Alibaba was so impressed by the way he handled the airport pickup, you know, taxi, everything, hotel, lodging, and he was surprised. Alibaba didn't expect so much from a student's show. You know, Ayo handled the logistics so well. So Alibaba said to him, "You're good at managing shows. Why not come to Lagos and work with me when you're done with school?" And according to Ayo, he shared this with us when he came to my platform. He said he had a girlfriend in school. He wanted to be close to her. He didn't want any boy around her. So he rather chose to stay back, you know, and be around his girlfriend than go to Lagos or go anywhere else. But Alibaba kept insisting, "Come around, come to Lagos, and let's see what we can do together." So cut the story short, Ayo relocated to Lagos after school. And then he started working for Alibaba. And then he decided to assist Alibaba. He said, "Why not we organize a show for you? You're a big brand. Let's organize a show in Abuja. Alibaba in concert or something like that, you know." And Alibaba said, "I'm not very good at managing shows." He said, "That's my expertise. I don't worry. I will handle it." And AY was organizing Alibaba's shows, and Alibaba was selling out. Every year, Alibaba was selling out. The tickets were always sold out. And so Alibaba saw how resourceful he was, and he made him his personal manager, right? And his personal aide. And he became a lot closer to Alibaba, and he was serving Alibaba, you know? And then he was also trying to chart his own course in the course of it. So he went to this place in Lagos. It was more like a lounge where live bands used to play, and, you know, people used to come around to eat, you know, and then comedians used to come around to crack jokes. So he went there and he opted to perform for them. And the people wouldn't grant him audience because they didn't know AY. Nobody knew AY. They literally booed him out of stage. They didn't even allow him crack his jokes, and he was in tears. For those of you who know him, he's a crier. AY is a crier. And then he cried back to Alibaba. He literally wept and went back to Alibaba, and he narrated everything to Alibaba. And Alibaba said, "Well, you're crying, don't worry, wipe your tears. Who are they that will boo my son out of say, don't worry, tomorrow we're going back to that place. Let me see who is it that will stop you from cracking your," you know, to cut the story short, the next day they were back there. And of course, everybody knew Alibaba, so they, you know, they welcomed him, the ovation was high. And when he mounted the podium, he said, "Guys, I was told my son was here to crack jokes yesterday, and you guys chased him away. I am not here to crack jokes, if that's what you think. I'm here to introduce my son. His name is AY. He's good. He's a very good comedian. He'll blow your mind. He'll do this. He'll do this." And Alibaba literally begin to, you know, hype AY's brand, which reminds me of something somebody said some years back. She said, "Your brand is lifeless until a stronger brand breathes into your brand." I'll take that again. Your brand is lifeless until a stronger brand breaks into your brand. And, you know, to cut the story short, because of Alibaba, everybody was willing to give AY audience. And that was how AY had his first stand-up comedy performance. He thrilled the crowd for about 10 minutes. He was paid $40,000. They cheered at him, and that was the beginning of his career, you know. And today, I even think he has a stronger brand than Alibaba. I stand corrected, right? But he had to work on the back of his mentor. That's what a mentor does for you. A mentor makes the journey from talent to skill shorter. A mentor makes it shorter. You can stand on his shoulders And rise faster. You don't have to make the mistakes your mentor has made. Your mentor understands the terrain. He knows the rough parts. He knows the sinking sand. He knows where to not put your legs. He knows what to do and what to avoid. It's better. It is always better to have a mentor and follow after your mentor. Serve your mentor. And let your mentor put you through on the journey to your talent. On the journey to monetizing your talent. Now, I don't mean, when I say mentor, I don't mean somebody whose image you will put in your house and call him a mentor and you don't have access to the pencil. A mentor might not necessarily be somebody very big. It's just somebody who understands the route you're about to ply. Probably has plied that route and can help you. And then some people come to me and say, I don't have a mentor. How do I get a mentor? Some mentors, I agree, don't agree to take on new people. But guess what? If you can't get a mentor, get a coach. Get a coach. The two of them do literally the same thing. The difference between a mentor and a coach is that a mentor has gone through that route, is doing well, and by serving him, he can allow you learn how it's done. And from serving him, you might learn the ropes and you get to do it afterwards. You will leverage on his expertise, his competence, his contacts, and all that. But a coach is somebody who can coach you to be that thing, who probably has done that thing or understands how to do that thing, but who's coaching you this time for money? He trades his expertise for money. So you pay him rather than serving him. In the case of a mentor, you serve a mentor to become it. In the case of a coach, you pay a coach, and a coach, you become it. A coach helps you become it. Right? If you can't get a mentor, get a coach. Just get somebody who's been there, who can assist you. It shortens the journey for you. It makes you get there faster. I told you in audio one, guys, how I grew hungry and I wanted more out of life. I wanted to see my life go from level one to level two. I paid a coach because I could see other speakers, honorary speaking invitations, people who couldn't even speak half as much as I could. They were profiting from the business of their talents. They were selling ebooks. They were selling online courses. They were selling DVDs. They were selling hardcover books. They were speaking everywhere. I didn't know how they were doing it. But I was hungry. So at the point, I knew I had to pay. I went out of my way. I sussed for the money. And I paid. When I got in contact with somebody who promised to help me and show me the way, a coach, I paid. After paying, I got some value, but it wasn't enough. I paid yet again. I paid for coaching call. I got more value, but it wasn't enough. I tried it. I got some results, but not the kind of results I wanted. I went back to her and she said, I should pay even more. And I started pleading. I said, I don't have the money to pay anymore. I'm not making money yet. What can I do in exchange of payment? So at that point, I decided to serve her. So she gave me something to do on her social media, her Facebook page, made me an admin, told me what to do, gave me jobs, things to do. And I took it gladly. And then she opened up to me. And things she could have charged me over $1,000 for, she made them bear to me. And I ran with the things she said, and everything was within, I ran with the things she said, within 2 months, one ebook changed my life forever. Tomorrow I'll be sharing all that with you. How one ebook changed, how God used one ebook to change my life. How an ebook gave me so much influence, so much fame, so much money, so much recognition, awards, media interviews, all of that. I paid to learn. My Fernando Rote was my mentor, but at the time, since I had left his organization, he had become so busy, I couldn't have access to him anymore. So I went for a coach, and I paid, and I got super value, and my life literally began to move from where it was to where I have always wanted it to live. Today, the kind of invitations I'm honoring, some of them are surpassing this coach who put me through on the business side of what I'm doing. So yes, find a coach or find a mentor. Either way, get somebody who has passed through this journey. Let them shorten the journey for you. Pay if you have to pay. Buy their product and get away from where you are and move on to the next level. Now listen, guys. To move from talent to skill, one of the most important things you need is to change your circle. Not everybody is permitted into your circle of influence. If you are on a mission, not everybody is permitted into your circle. Listen, guys, I live intentionally. I'll take that again. I live intentionally. I don't allow everybody into my space. That's why I have very few friends. I'm not a friend person. I don't keep friends. Right now, I would say I have just maybe two or three friends. And we're not in touch so regularly. It's either I'm adding value to you or you're adding value to me. You're not just permitted into my circle for nothing. I'm either adding value to you or you're adding value to me. It's one of both. Because nobody you meet leaves you the same. Everybody either adds to you or takes from you. So you need to watch out. If you have the wrong people around you, energy drainers, energy sappers, those who don't believe in your visions, those who think you can become it, those with negative energies around you, please purge them from today. Purge them. Remove them from your circle. Begin to develop new friends, new circle, new contacts. One of those people should be your mentor or your coach. And then have friends in the area you're looking to build your talent. Have people who are industry key players there. Make friends with them. Associate with them. Find out what's happening in the industry where you want to be, where you want to be a kingpin. Find out what's happening there. Be intentional. Not everything is permitted into your circle. Same way, not everything you're permitted to listen to. Not everybody you're permitted to listen to. Know what you listen to, because you are a product of what you listen to and the five people, you're an average of the five people you spend your time with. The law of association states that if you kept 9 billionaires in a room and one pauper, it's only a matter of time before the pauper becomes the 10th billionaire. That's the power of association. Earlier this year, I made friends with an investor. Between January this year and now, it amazes me how much investment I have made. I have made several investments in cryptocurrencies because of this friend who's an investor. He keeps telling me this is an opportunity to invest. Look at this one. Look at this one. Because I have him around, I'm making investments, which was not the cost before now. So your friends, to a large way, determine you. Please, if you must grow from talent to scale, purge your circle. It's permitted. This is where I wrap up on today's course. Oh God, please don't miss tomorrow for anything else in the world. I'm going to pour out my heart tomorrow. I assure you, after this training, you will not be the same again. Don't miss anywhere you are tomorrow. Make sure that you're on this group by 7 p.m. It's going to be hot in here, I promise you. I will be teaching you some of the things that coaches will charge you over $1,000 for. I'll be teaching you how to create online courses and steps to take to market them. Look, don't miss tomorrow for anything. And I'm giving you these free. Please, guys, it's time to move forward from where you are to where you want to be. I love you guys. My name remains Ujuda Wodu. I will see you in tomorrow's class, God willing. For now, over and out. Okay, guys, I'm back. So on finding your talent, I believe I've done justice, right? Now, here's the last point I'm going to make for today. There are three levels in the journey to greatness from your talent. I take that again. There are three levels in the journey to greatness from your talent. There is talent, there's a level of talent, there's a level of skill, and there's a level of business. Three different levels. I'll take that again. There's a level of talent, there's a level of skill, and there's a level of business. Now, your talent is your gift in its raw, natural state, in its raw form. It has the potential to be great. It has the capacity to be great. But it is still raw. It needs a lot of refining. It needs a lot of fine-tuning. It needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of hard work. Right? It's like gold in its original state. Gold is precious. Gold is valuable. Gold is useful and it's highly prized. But gold in its original state is literally useless. It has to go through the fire. It has to be refined. And it has to be molded, and then it becomes useful. So that's how talent is. I call your talent a blunt knife. I call talent a blunt knife. A blunt knife can cut, but it will cut with so much energy. You have to exude so much energy to make it cut because it's blunt. And then there's a level of skill. Skill is talent in its mastered state. Guys, follow me now. I'm trying to rush so that I can wrap up for today's training, right? Skill is talent in its mastered state. The difference between talent and skill is that skill is talent in its mastered state.
state. The difference between talent and skill is value. It means that you would have repeated a talent over and over and over and over and over. Learned the rules of the game. Made mistakes. Learned from your mistakes. Polished it. Fine-tuned it. Harnessed it. And then it comes out pure. It comes out a sharp knife. It's no longer a blunt knife. Skill is a sharp knife. I call skill a two-edged sword. I call talent a blunt knife. I call skill a two-edged sword. The level of skill is a level of mastery. That's where people can trust your brand to deliver. At the level, I like the way Mr. Felado Roto puts it. He says, talent makes you available. Skill makes you desirable. Business makes you profitable. Three different levels. At the level of talent, you are available to anybody who's willing to hire your services, to anybody who's willing to use your services. You are everywhere. You're all around the place, making so much noise and making people know that you can do this, but nobody believes in you. I heard about the story of Julius Agu when he started comedy. He used to beg on shows, you know, for 2 minutes. Every show he saw, then he would beg for 2 minutes just to crack his jokes. I hope you know that to get Julius Agu on your show now, you'll be paying him millions. At that level was a level of talent where he was literally begging to perform for free. But at the level of skill, you're something else. You've grown from a blunt knife to a two-edged sword. You're sharp. People can trust your brand to deliver. People know that you are good at this thing. You have grown your brand, so they know that you would deliver. You have done it over and over and again to earn their trust. Right? And then there's a level of business. That's the highest level. The level of business is where you take that talent on skill and create a system around it. You want to learn about monetizing your talent? Hear me now. Hear me now. Don't lose me now. Stay with me. Three different levels. There's talent, there's skill, and there's business. Talent is a blunt knife. Skill is a two-edged sword. At the level of skill, there is money, plenty of money, because you've mastered the craft, but you're still a one-man show. They can give you money, they can pay you, you're popular, you're a star, you're a celebrity, but you're still a one-man show. If anything happens to you, that talent is dead. If anything happens to you, that talent on skill is gone. And there is a level of business where you take this talent on skill and create a system around it so that the system begins to generate money even when you're not working. The level of business is a level of passive income. That's where you don't have to be speaking to be earning from speaking. I hope I've not lost you guys. The level of business is the level where you create a system around that thing and you multiply yourself into other people. You train other people so that the business can go on. The business now functions with a system you have created, and you can continue to earn from that talent till you die, even when you're not directly doing that talent. I hope you guys have not lost me. Let me give you a good instance. Kafi Ame. She's a dancer. She's a great dancer. Recently, her name got into the Guinness Book of World Record for dancing the longest. Is she the best dancer in Nigeria? Probably not. But guess what? One amazing thing about Kafi. Kafi has taken dance from the level of a talent to the level of skill. She became known, and she was dancing in different videos for different artists. And then she took the talent again from the level of skill to the level of business by setting up a dance school. So if you want to learn how to dance, you know, you come to Kafi's school and there are instructors and coaches there to teach you. Kafi doesn't have to be dancing to be earning from dance. Hello. I hope you guys are getting me. Kafi is going to end from dance till she dies, whether or not she continues dancing. Even if anything happens to her, God forbid, maybe she has an accident and she loses one leg, or she loses a spinal cord and she's bedridden for life, she will continue to end from dance till she dies, even if she can no longer dance again. Why? Because she has created a system around dance that provides income. That's the level of passive. That's, you know, that's the level where you multiply your income streams from your talent. It's called business. So I say that your talent is a blunt knife, your skill is a two-edged sword, but the business of your talent is a chainsaw. Three weapons with three different levels of three capacities for cutting. Guys, I'm going to be sharing with you as much as I can. I'm going to be breaking down these things as much as I can with you. I've just taught you how to find your talent. Now there's a level of skill. At the level of skill, you have to grow. You have to grow. You have to. There are many things that would count when you want to grow from talent to skill. One of the first things you need when you want to grow from talent to skill is that you need a mentor. You need a mentor to be good at that thing you want to do. You need a mentor to help you cut short the journey. You don't need to grow up in the dark, to waste several years, to be out there trying out different things. If you have a mentor cuts short that journey. You can ride on a mentor's back and get to where you're going in life a lot faster. I don't know. Frankly, I don't know where I would be today if I had not met with Mr. Fela Durotoye. It changed my life forever. Meeting with him, working with him and his organization for a short period of time changed my life forever. You know, you need a mentor. You need a mentor. Let me tell you the first and most important thing you need to do when you're moving from talent to skill. First, you need to change your circle of influence. Your circle of influence. And that's where a mentor comes in. If you are surrounded with the wrong people, you have to shed them away. You see, like minds work together. You have no business working with unlike minds. They will never understand the dream. They would never believe in you. Surround yourself with the right people. Surround yourself with people that are going in the same direction with you in life. And here I say to the young ladies, surround yourself with prospects, husband materials that believe in your dream, that would support you. I have a lot of people who I mentor who tell me my husband don't want me to leave my dream. You made the mistake as a single lady, marrying the wrong person. I don't even want to go into all that. I'm not a marriage counselor, even though I can do that, but that's not my thing. Okay, that's not what I'm doing here. So guys, you need to surround yourself with, you need to change your circle. That's the first thing to do when going from talent to skill. Change your circle of influence. Surround yourself with the right people. Cut off people that don't believe in you. Cut off naysayers. Surround yourself with the positive, right people. One of the first people you should surround yourself with is a mentor. A mentor understands your journey. A mentor has been there. A mentor has been able to navigate and carve out the path for himself. So he knows the terrain. He knows how rough it is. He knows where you should put your leg, where you wouldn't sink. He knows where you would sink if you put your leg. So you should walk with him. Let him hold you hand to hand and walk with him side by side. Or let him carry you on his back. You will get to where you're going a lot faster. A mentor can expose you to the right circle of influence, can expose you to a category of people you will never have an opportunity to meet in a long time. A mentor exposes you to the right circle. A mentor gives you business contacts, opportunities that you will never. I will wrap up to this class by sharing the story of AY with you. AY and Alibaba. A lot of you don't know the story behind AY and Alibaba. I'm going to wrap up today's class with that story. Meet me in my next audio, and that's the last audio for this night. Thanks guys for being around.
Welcome to Dream It Podcast Show, a TV podcast for you and your loved ones. Sponsor this program where you have an advert placement, call 0816-842-1702. Once again, welcome to Dream It Podcast Show, a TV podcast for you. You are now tuned into this week's episode of our podcast. Today, we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, I welcome myself, Daniel, to Dream It Podcast Show.